This goes to Dr. Simeen, S-I-M-E-E-N, Conn, C-O-N-N, like November. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Susan Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Date of birth is 5/26/1958. Dear Dr. Conn, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Campbell, who had a deceased donor renal transplant in 1998 and currently has stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and type 1 diabetes. Her last visit was June 18th of 2024. She does have difficulty getting to appointments since she lives up in Harrison and also does not drive herself due to being legally blind. Now, she states that she's feeling very well. Her blood sugars are well controlled, and her weight, it is increased over the last year. The weight is up 13 pounds over the last 12 months. But she does try to eat a low-protein, a salt-free diet, and she avoids nephrotoxic medications and including non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Minor dyspnea on exertion that is stable. She is legally blind and obese. She denies any ulcerations or lesions on the lower extremities. Medications, I'd like to highlight the Cellcept 500 milligram twice a day, prednisone 5 milligram daily, Gengraft 25 milligram, three of them twice a day, also insulin pump, Basoprolol. Since her last visit, she's been on Torsemide 10 milligram once a day instead of Lasix, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 221 pounds, blood pressure is 127 over 51. In labs, most recent lab studies were done June 11th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.57 with estimated GFR 36, previous levels 1.3, 1.36, and she was 1.6 September 12th of 2023. When she had these labs done, she was also coughing and sick and wore a mask into the lab so she wouldn't spread a viral infection. Calcium 10.2, sodium 139, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 33, albumin 4.3, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable but fluctuating creatinine levels. She is going to have lab studies done every month, and so she'll be repeating that lab in July. History of deceased donor renal transplant. And 3, hypertension, currently stable. And 4, type 1 diabetes on an insulin pump. I also wanted to mention that her cyclosporin level, done 6/11 of 25, was normal at 118 in the range that we desire. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.